Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of the adabs that he explained now, keep your heart attached to the masjid. It's human to be attached. As the child is born, he bonds attached to his parents. Doesn't see them howling, crying. He wants the attachment. As you grow up in age, then you will want some type of attachment. Now, I say I've been a bachelor boy for a long time. Now I need to be paired up. Before I was an apple, now I need to be a pear. So he wants to be attached again. And as he progresses in life, he wants another attachment. He wants children as well. And then, within a few days, those children get married, right? They're moving. He wants an attachment again. وَتَكَاثُرُنْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ Wealth. I got this business, that property, attachment. But attachment can be right and can be wrong. What a rumor I say is, Ishq ba murdar nashawad paydar ke murdar ba ma aynda nest. Ishq ba hay yo qayyum dar. This is ishq. Ishq is, one is love, and a very high level of love is called ishq. Normally, in the language, people know ishq to be at a very high level. One is for an attachment, for the love, but one is a very extreme level. That extreme level is called ishq. Before I used to say infatuation, but I don't think infatuation is the right word. This is love at a very high level. So he says, so you want love, then you can't have love for something that is material, something that is transitory. You can't have a love for that. Because at some point you will say, that thing betrayed me, it cheated me. I had that business, I had that manager running the thing very well, and at some point that thing collapsed, and you will say, no, the manager, he betrayed me, or the business let me down. You feel betrayed, you feel cheated. You had given your heart to it, got something very secure, got something that is very, very sound, right? Nowadays you say anchor tenant, blue chip. Muftalif alfaz hote hai, all plain. So different things, people have attached their hearts to different things. Then someone nowadays is a little bit intelligent, but no deen, then he wants to give his heart to research. Evolution, devolution, monk illusion, auto illusions they give the hearts to, right? But when I think about it carefully, it's nothing more than intellectual entertainment. Anything further than that. They spoke about evolution, all that, right? But I ask you, anything further than intellectual entertainment? So it's just an entertainment. Hayat dunya lahu wa la'ib. Same, entertainment. So that entertainment sometimes is at a basic level, child's level. So a child will want something to entertain himself. Small sport toys, plastic scooter, hey, come out of the road now, man. So he's so real about it, he feels so real about it, right? But and as he grows, and what a cycle and a tricycle and so forth and so on. It's all entertainment. Then someone fast cars and drag racing. Then everything sees them, horse racing, and patani kya kya. It's all entertainment. Anything beyond that, then someone going to the shooting range. So it's all entertainment. More or less, there's more entertainment and less work in it. Although the hadith says that archery, etc., has been encouraged, although it's a la'ib, it's a play, but because it is useful at the time of jihad, therefore it's encouraged. But how many of us do it solely for jihad? How many of us do it solely for jihad? More or less for play, and nowadays they call it fronting. But we do a lot of fronting. Front must look nice. Inside you can do whatever you want. Front must look very nice. So I asked, is this reasoning right? This reasoning itself is so flawed. Say for example, someone is taking marijuana, right? It's a more sophisticated word for ganja. Same thing, ganja, but now a more sophisticated word. So he's taking this stuff in your house, right? Will you entertain that? Will you respect that? But if he's a high profile bank manager, World Bank, Standard Bank, you know, and he's come to your house, right, and he's doing some of his business there, will you take the same level of exception? This person here and that person. This person, that bank manager, World Bank, is that high profile, very high profile. You would talk for it for years. You know, I just had an official from the bank, the highest level, here in my house, you know, to talk about it. But will you ever talk about, I had someone taking ganja in my house? So when I think about it, I say it's a type of shirk. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَهْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So the disgust that you got for this is the same as you got the disgust for this. The same Allah Ta'ala made this haram, the same Allah Ta'ala made that haram. So what's the difference? Why you feel more disgusted for this and you don't take this so serious? Why? What's the reason? Why I say it's shirk, it's a type of shirk? Because لَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَهْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. If it was the same Allah Ta'ala that you feared across the board, you would have been disgusted with this and disgusted with that. Here there is some other element. Here the element that I understand is that people look at this with disgust. And this, now this is alright, not so bad, making money. At least make some money, right? That's how they look at it. Don't they look at it? But the same Allah Ta'ala that made this haram, He declared that as haram. So this, why do we look at it differently? And that, why do we look at it differently? Is that not a shirk khafi? Right. Person looks like a pious person. We entertain the person, talk about him, right? So what is the person, again, taking marijuana, right? So you hold at him, you look at him with contempt, right? A lot of contempt, etc. Or look at another example. He's playing around, sleeping around here, sleeping around everywhere, right? Sleeping around everywhere, right? And this person is involved in ghibat. I ask you, do you look at the same, both people, do you look at them in the same vein or differently? This person differently and that person differently. Do you look at them in the same vein or differently? And he's very pious, but you know, sometimes he just meant to warn us, you know, therefore he spoke about something. Do you look at this person differently and that person differently, or you look at them identical? Whereas, speak about it, al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. Al-ghibat is worse than zina, only speak about it. So why do you treat both differently? What's the reason? So that means there is some other God that you are worshipping. If it was the same Allah Ta'ala that you are worshipping, then you would have held this in contempt, that in contempt as well. Then again, look at friendship, right? Look at friendship, right? You're not so serious about the type of friends that we choose. Right? So long as it is not the wrongs that are viewed with disgust. he is not involved in the wrongs that is viewed with disgust, we don't take it so seriously, right? Right? So, now I ask you, you got a friendship with that person, in spite of the wrong that he's involved. Now look at this one here. This person here, he's got some physical weaknesses, right? As a result of his physical weaknesses, there's some stench that's coming out from himself all the time. From his mouth, from his underarms, he's messed up, right? And the smell is coming in. Do you feel distraught? Do you feel an aversion? Do you feel indifferent? See? Do you want to come near him? So you take it so seriously. But this thing here, why do you take it so lightly? See? So there's some problem somewhere, something that's not adding up. This one here you treat in one way, and this one you treat in some other way. There's something that's not adding up. That's why I say, to me it sounds like a shirk khafi. Repeatedly look at the verse, la antum ashaddu rahbatan fi suduri min Allah. Whereas the fear that we had for Allah Ta'ala had to be greater than everything else. And now their fear for people is greater than they ought to have for Allah Ta'ala. So if the fear is greater for people than the fear that they had to have for Allah Ta'ala, there's something wrong. So what we started off with the grace of Allah Ta'ala today is attachment. And everybody wants to be attached. At any point wants to be attached. So ask a person that is married, in the marriage for 12 years, 15 years, and his wife is gone for holiday 2 months. Parabati ummah hai. Will he get the sleep? Yeah? So sometime I have to play with the children as they're getting married now. You know, they're getting married and wife has to go for 2 hours for confinement, delivery, 1-2 months. You know, I can't sleep and all that. Said, by all these days, you could sleep all alone in the madrasa. Now suddenly, after marriage, can't do without it. Just imagine that you are studying here, and she's at home, right? Just say, boy, that's different now. But you see the attachment. So everybody wants to feel attached. So it's a matter of attaching ourselves, and attaching ourselves rightly. That's the whole masla ka khulasa yeh nikalta hai. The whole essence of the masla is attach yourself. Definitely must attach yourself, but rightly. If you attach yourself rightly, then you don't feel disappointed, distressed, disillusioned, depressed. You don't feel despondent, because you attach yourself to the right thing, to the right place, the right time. So what is that thing that you attach yourself to? Then? The whole question revolves around what should you attach yourself to be? What should you attach yourself to? So, Islam is a perfect religion, complete religion. Right? And the wrongs that go on amongst people is because they don't want to take Islam as they ought to take Islam. They want Islam like how they want it to be. By that is your food you can have it as you want to be. You want to make it into a fry, into a samosa. You want to make it into a curry, right? Your food you can trim and add, and increase, decrease, you can do that, it's alright. But Islam just leave it in its pure style. In its pure form, it's got a formation and it's got an essence. So don't you disturb the formation, don't you disturb the essence. So what has happened now is we preserve the formation, the whole form, the structure or the construction, we preserved. But the essence, we didn't think much about it. So do we have the essence? And the essence is this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, this awareness of Allah Ta'ala. Now, awareness of Allah Ta'ala, get the right meaning of the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, then you understood it. It is not just pulling at this bee. A tasbih is to bring you to that consciousness. So you can't disregard and discount the importance of a tasbih, because this is the step that will lead you to that. Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, someone asked him, when he was very advanced, extremely advanced, reached the pinnacle, right? Then they asked him, now you reached such heights, but we still see you turning the tasbih. He said, this is the thing that brought me there. Now that I've reached there, must I forget this thing here? This is the thing that brought me there. When he brought me there, this is a lifelong companion, I can't leave it. He brought me there. See, what he's telling us, that those people that have led us to Allah Ta'ala, the unforgettable people in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives, they brought us to the right ends. Everybody else must have done something, right? But it was more material, more physical. It may be some level of deen, but more material and more physical. But the one that has brought us to Allah Ta'ala, that was the actual ladder. When he's brought us to Allah Ta'ala, then that is unforgettable. It's a thing that we can't avoid. It's a thing that we can't leave out in our lives. So this is where people have gone wrong, right? So they got the structure and they forgot the essence. And the essence, I say, is that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala means the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala means that at any given time, your mind is overwhelmed with the thought that is Allah Ta'ala pleased or displeased with this behavior, this action, right? So, look at the verse again. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Allah Ta'ala didn't say they have a love for Allah Ta'ala. He said, أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ That love is overwhelming. So when it's an overwhelming love, then your behavior is totally different. But that love needs to be overwhelming. Look at the verse again repeatedly. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ The love of Allah Ta'ala is not just casual. It is an overwhelming level of love. Right? It's love, but it's an overwhelming level of love. So when the love is overwhelming, then it will turn the whole behavior, the outlook will change, everything will be different. Absolutely different. But that's when the love is overwhelming. See, you went married, right? And you didn't know the girl at all. Absolutely, no mulaqat, no meeting, you didn't know anything. 1 month into the marriage with the same normal, the right person, what happens? Just 1 month into the marriage, now you can't separate. But you didn't know the person, now it's... So what's brought the difference? The thing that's brought the difference is the overwhelming love. And sorry to say it, you know. The youngsters, they came out with different statements. You know, he said expressions. So they express themselves in different ways. All wrong things they say. But it sounds nice. So I'm just saying, not for you to practice it, but because it sounds right. It sounds nice. So sounding nice is different, and it is nice is different. They say before marriage, you go with the flow. And after marriage, you just change that L to R. I didn't even tell you this. I need to bless my tongue. Right? See that? So they're not looking at life at all. They're looking, hey, we will get our bread buttered. Things will move smoothly. Let's move with that. Then the father is forgotten, the mother is forgotten, the family, everything is forgotten. Now, before marriage, flow. And then, let's change with the R. See what happens. So, I'm getting at something else. What I'm getting at is the overwhelming love. When there's an overwhelming love, then your whole outlook changes. Now, when your outlook changes, then what happens to you? The thing that happens to you then you are looking at every step, am I compromising the love of Allah Ta'ala or not? Is the love of Allah Ta'ala going to be compromised or not? I need to escalate this all the time. I can't let this thing go. I got a treasure now, and this treasure, I can't just let it go. So that comes when the love is overwhelming. But if the love is not overwhelming, then you'll do it, you won't do it. You'll be serious, you won't be serious. But if it's overwhelming, then it's a totally different game. It's a different ball game altogether. See, it's an example that I use normally, right? Yeah, thousands of people that are proposing for one and the same girl, right? Proposing, right? And you got an indication that although you were the number 1,000 on the line, but she will tip the scale in your favor, right? Right? But you just got a hint that she likes a certain type of a rose from a certain type of florist, certain type of an arrangement, certain type of a fragrance, right? So if you got that and you got a little bit of a line with her, right? Would you say, hey, why are you wasting your money on all these things here now? This thing here will be 1 week or so, fade away, then go into the garbage. 10,000 rand, why must waste that money? Would you have that line? I ask you. No, you are going to have that line. Then what you'll say? Just do and die. Not who and why, what? Then you just say, just do and die. What she wants, let's just get it. Why? The love is overwhelming. When that love is overwhelming, then you just do and die. Then you don't ask who, why, when, all that, everything is forgotten. And who, why, when all comes, until that love is not, وَالَّذِينَ أَشَدُ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And what Allah Pak wants, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So when it comes to that overwhelming love level, then you are different. You can see now, hey, this is going to compromise the love of Allah Ta'ala, right? See, so that zikr must bring you to that level. But it's not going to compromise with the love of Allah Ta'ala at any level. At any point, you're not compromising, you're not shortchanging the love of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Now you're sitting in the gathering of friends, right? And now, for example, they are bordering with ghibat. They're coming right to ghibat, right? So you got a choice now between the friends and the friendship of the Allah Ta'ala. See, it's bordering. Friendship this side, friendship that side. What does this friendship require, and what does that friendship require? So Allah wants to see now that where is your allegiance? Is your allegiance more towards me or to the friends? Allah Ta'ala is the grand plan. He plans the whole thing out. But He's proving to you that your claim for love is not right. For the friend, you will allow it. And the friendship of Allah Ta'ala, you don't mind compromising it. So are you true? Are you honest in your friendship? You say, I love Allah Ta'ala, right? For me, I've got a lot of love for Allah Ta'ala. So some people come and say, tell me, I've got an intense love for Allah Ta'ala. Do this. Then I see the man's beard is not right. Namaz is right, not right. So we will not doubt that he doesn't have a love for Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, you see that you're becoming judgmental. That becomes another subject altogether. So let's not discuss that. But I ask you, is this a pure sign of love of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Pak hates this. But this you can compromise, and that you won't let go. So I ask you, are you fair, are you honest in your love for Allah Ta'ala? Or there is some level of dishonesty. So Allah Pak wants to see, what's the level of your honesty? That's what He wants to see. Are you true about it? Are you honest about your love? Or it is just lip service? So, you're caught in a situation, or you are between the love of Allah Ta'ala and friends. Where are you going to turn to? Now, this will happen all the time. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَتَّى عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. He will not just leave you like this until He separates the filth from the pure. He's going to create situations. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. He will not just leave you like this. He will create a situation. In that situation, He'll show you where you stand. Now you're making those claims. You're false in your claim. Had you been true in your claim, you would have been behaving totally different. When it's a question of love, that love has to be absolutely pure, not messed up. They say they love you, but they send you what? A gift with rotten eggs. That's what you're giving to Allah Ta'ala. Something that is rotten, decayed, polluted, intentions are all off. And you want Allah, please Allah accept it. I love you. So he's in a crazy situation. In that situation, he's going to prove your love. See, this Ramadan comes, right? And Ramadan goes. But we know Ramadan is the time to reap. All of us know that, right? But these awliya-e-kiram, when they prepare for Ramadan, some of them prepare 6 months, some of them prepare from Muharram, some of them prepare from Zilhijjah, preparing. So because they know that's the reap, that's the yield. And to get the yield right, a whole lot of preparation is required to get the yield right. Now you didn't do the yield, and you want to get the harvest, you want to harvest it, I say, are you doing it right? Are you sensible in your approach? So you want that right, then start from now, from today. Start from today, from this moment, I must start it. I want something in Ramadan. So, yeh pura masla ta'alluq ka hai. This whole question is about the attachment. Is the attachment right or not right? Is the attachment to the right things or not right things? So the Sahaba-e-Kiram also were quite concerned about this attachment. Because they knew that their love for Rasulullah was too much. They knew it. Right? And they would say, Ya Rasulullah, Sahaban, Rajiv, etc. Complain, Ya Rasulullah, we're sitting with our wives, our children at home, right? And when your Mubarak thought just crosses the mind, you feel absolutely restless until we come and see your Mubarak countenance, then do we feel the sukoon and the ease and the happiness we feel. See that line? A line of love. As Hinda radiallahu anha, see, this Quraysh is a different breed altogether, right? When they hate the guts. And they love the guts. It's complete hate or complete love. So she says that, you know, prior to Islam, laysa wajhun ala wajhi al-ardi abghada min wajhi. Before Islam, there wasn't anything that was more disgusting than your face. And now there isn't anything that is greater to me and more lovable to me than your countenance. See, this Quraysh breed. They go ispar ya uspar. They go here also, they go extreme, and they go this side also extreme. There must be a reason why al-Aimmatu min al-Quraysh, Allah chose them to be the leaders. There must be a reason. But they go full way. Not halfway, short way, quarter way. No, they go full way. So they complain to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah. So we know that death is a certainty. It will separate, obviously. So everything in this world, everything that is material, has got an expiry date. You have to become detached from it one day or the other. Tawan aw karhan. You come, leave it out willingly or by force. One of the two is going to move away from you. You're too proud about your strength, your looks, your power, your might, your glory, your wealth, the context that you got. And then one day, everything collapses. And when it collapses, then you get into a depression. Hey, what I was, the glory, shops I had, the beauty that I had, the following that I had, now everything has collapsed. So it brings about a level of depression. Why? You attached your heart to the wrong things. Okay, murda bama aindanes, murda paindanes. They are not lasting, why don't you attach your heart? The whole world, explaining to the children, is a departure lounge. Call it a departure lounge, call it a transit lounge. Did you ever hear that any person in the right frame of mind, the departure lounge, he made it like his home. He bought all the furniture, everything, sofa, set, and the built-in cupboards, and all the decorations. Did you ever hear that? So the dunya is exactly the same. It's a departure lounge. And we're building at the departure lounge, building it up. Now, the announcement comes, right, flight so-and-so, you're about to board in 10 minutes. Hey, I must leave all these things and go. What a difficult moment. Is it an enjoyable moment or a very, very trying, difficult moment? مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ أَوْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. So you've given your heart, you attach it, but is it to the right thing? But then you get different hazrat, right? So one ordinary person, the brother Suvi Saab, he went to try out on king. So let me see the attachment, what attachment he's got to the world. So the Sufi Sahib now is coming to the king, and he says to the king, I'm planning to go for Hajj. Do you want to accompany me? He says, it's on. Took his shawl. So this Sufi Sahib says, just wait now. I must make my intizam, etc., etc. Bas. Then he has become malum ho gayi. You said you prepared for Hajj, and you still have to take all this stuff. And I have got this whole kingdom behind me. I am prepared to go in the path of Allah straight away when the call is made. I'm prepared to go. See your attachment, see my attachment. His heart is not attached. And your heart is really attached. So the da'wah achcha nahi. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُورَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. This type of claims really are disgusting in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, where you say, I've got this love. This love requires certain levels, right? You've got the love, then the love requires certain duties, responsibilities. Are you conforming? Or is just lip service? So this Soban, etc., they're asking, so no, death is a reality, it must separate. Now, we know, we have the yaqeen, that you'll be posted to the highest of levels, Anbiya, Malaika, Rafiq al-A'la, right? You'll be at that level. And we don't even know we'll get into Jannah. And even if you get into Jannah, you are at that level, and we will be at a very bottom level. You got the double business class, double first class, right? And you got the economy class, and we are beyond the economy class. When there's a comparison, there's no comparison. One drop, does he have any comparison with an ocean? Can you compare drop to an ocean? No, there's no comparison. This is totally different, that is totally different. So you see now he says, in this world, when your thought just passes the mind, you don't feel at ease until you don't look at your Mubarak countenance. Now death is a reality. When death is a reality, then how will we fare on that day? We passed the whole immigration into Jannah, but then not seeing you, what's the good of Jannah? We can't see our beloved. What will be the good of Jannah? See now his love is so intense. So that love, when it's intense, then it prompts the person, it pushes the person to ask these type of things. How are we going to fail? Just then that verse was revealed, مَنْ يُتِئِ الرَّسُولَ مَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ. Allah will post these people also in that same rank. But then your love must be right. What Allah is talking about is the love. That love, is it right or not right? One black man, he comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I believe in the same thing that you believe. I try and conform. Then, can I be with you in Jannah? See where he is. He just accepted Islam. But his concern, what is concern? Can I be with you in Jannah? So everybody's concern is the same. That I must be with the beloved. And that is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see Rasulullah in your dream one day, and for years you will talk about it. I saw this dream here, you record it, talk about it. Don't you talk about it, don't you feel so excited? So if you only saw him in the dream, you feel so excited. In life you see him, and then, tumhara kya hashar hoga, kya hal hoga? But yeh sab sahi hota hai, when these things come right, when your heart is attached to the spiritual things, not to material. Now, on the one side, the heart is attached to the material, business, money. And then you talk about this type of a love, then really, it doesn't work out. Because your heart is too attached to this. It's too much to this. Here is just, you're doing it, but just at the surface level. That's not the level that Rabbak wants. He wants it at the right level. So Rasulullah ensures this black man. He says, see, he says to Rasulullah, see, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Pak has favored you with a complexion, with beauty, with nubuwat. I don't have all these things, but can I be with you, Ya Rasulullah? And then he assures him, see, that you carry on like this, then the light and the beauty Allah Pak will bless you with will be more than 1,000 years. Just the light and the beauty of your face will be such more than 1,000 years. But then you need to be attached to the right thing. You attach the right thing, you're pure, irrespective of your complexion, irrespective of your status, etc., irrespective of what people talk about you. But your heart is in the right place. That's what Allah Pak wants. Walaki yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah Pak wants to see your deeds. He wants to see your heart. What is the level of the heart? Is it attached or not attached? Qab Aslami radiallahu anhu. See, in this world, Allah has planned that some places are favored, some persons are favored, and some times are favored. Places, Makkah, Mukarrama, Baytullah, 100,000. The reward is just multiplied, 100,000, one namaz. Doesn't it happen? Madina, Munawara, the reward is multiplied, 50,000, right? Doesn't it happen? Times are also blessed, Laylatul Qadr, and you did it right, Khayrum min alfi shahr, see that time. And Allah has multiplied over 1,000 months, over 80 years, just one night. And then Allah Ta'ala has blessed people also. And the blessing Allah Ta'ala has granted people is far than the place and the time. One look at the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Iman. Right? All the awliya, you put them away. See that? If the Kaaba Sharif is great, there's no doubt. If Laylatul Qadr is great, there's no doubt about it. But the greatness of the personality excels the greatness of the time and the place. Can you see this thing? Now, do we exploit it? Do we take the maximum advantage? Just one look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Iman, and you live in that state, then all the awliya of the time, can they match the person? Nobody can match the person. Abdal, Qudwa, we put them all together. They can't match the lowest of this person, all the Sahaba kiram. So, Al-Soban, Hazrat Qab Aslami, he must have been deliberating the whole thing in his mind, that I must score, and I must score the maximum. Because this life is a life of gain and loss. لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنُ. Someone is in total loss, and someone is in total profit. Someone is in absolute loss, and someone is absolutely just gaining, just scoring. So that's life. Allah Pak has given you a choice which way you want to go. You want to go this way or that way. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. He's given you a choice to go either side. So it's left to you which side you prefer. You prefer this side or that side, he's given you a choice. Right? But he tells you, by you go this side, this is going to be the consequence. You go that end, this is going to be the end. So it's left to you to choose. So he thinks to himself, perhaps he's deliberating within his mind, no, I got an opportunity of a life and I must maximize. I can't go for the cheap things, man. I know I got a blue chip tenant, right? He's going to pay me 50 grand, 50,000, right, for the month, and with an increment about 20% every year, then leave it. Kabhi chhodenge kabhi. You still back, you work out, 40,000, how much comes? After 1 year, 60,000, 5 years, doubled up, right? So he is maximizing, I must get the maximum. So how do I get the maximum? I must get the right time, the right person, and the right place. So the right time is tahajjud. Yanzilu Rabbuna kulla laylatin fiz. Sulusin layl al-akhir, right? In the last portion of the night, Allah comes to the lowest level, and he says, "Hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfira lahu, hal min mustarziqin fa arzuqa." He's come right to the lowest heaven. And he says, "Anyone, you want anything? Take." Har raat ko ek bulawat hota hai. Har raat ko ek bulawat hoti hai. جو سووت ہے وہ کھووٹ ہے اور جو جاگت ہے وہ پاوٹ ہے. ہندی ٹو ٹاک لائک دیٹ. دیر از اے کال میڈ ایوری نائٹ, لاسٹ پورشن آف دا نائٹ, ایوری ڈے, لاسٹ پورشن آف دا نائٹ. There's a call made from Allah Ta'ala. The one that is asleep, he lost out. And the one that is awake, he gains. Anyone, want anything, you want anything, take it. No, take. My treasures are open to you now. You want, take. So he says, the right time is tahajjud. The best time. The best person is Rasul-e-Pak's person. To be with him. And what else can I ask for? What else can I bargain for? The time I got the best, the person is the best, and the place is the best, because fi sabilillah. Obviously, so Ka'b radiallahu anhu is making khidmat in the state of Safar, because in Hadar is going to be the home, and it will be difficult, obviously, being a na-mahram, to be in the house is going to be difficult at that time. So the best person is the best person, best time is the last, and the best place is fi sabilillah. He's got everything, all the kamal he's got. And now diligently he's doing the khidmat. And a person is doing it dil o jaan ke saath khidmat karta ho, to samajh lete bhai. Someone is just doing for the convenience of a barakat now. Deliver khidmat, get some barakat and all that. Everything will work out right, you know. So you can make out that as well. And someone is really sincere about it, you can make it out. But bolte nahi. They won't tell you, oh, you're doing it for this reason. They won't tell you. But they'll feel uneasy, right? They feel the uneasiness, but they won't tell you. And then the muris will start being jealous. Oh, why is the sheikh giving him so much of attention and I don't get that attention? Why is he getting the attention? So he's watching also what's going on. The whole drama is playing out before him as well. So anyway, now he's scoring the best. And until he won the heart of the Rasul-e-Pak person, and Nabi Sam's heart was such, Ajwadu bil khayr. What is the ocean? It is greater than the ocean. It's a heart of gold. It was something greater than gold. So that was the heart. Salma badalak. Ask what you want. He's got the time, he's got the place, he's got the person, all, everything. One package, he's got it. And he did it with that heart and soul. He's done it. When he did it with that heart and soul, so he won the heart. When he won the heart, the heart is the king. Looking at the body, right? And he's looking at the heart. I must get the heart. One of Rafiuddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to be in the khidmat of Mawla Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And he would speak a little. Azaji Rahmatullah Alayh, sir. In the presence of Mawla Thami Sahib, he won't speak. Sab to bolte hai, aap to kuch kehte nahi. Mawla Rafiuddin won't say. Sab halat bayan karte hai, lekin aap apne halat ko bayan nahi karte. تمہارا رفیع الدین صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, یہاں تو خدمت کا موقع مل جاتا ہے, وہاں خدمت کا موقع ملے گا. Yeah, we get the chance of making خدمت to be around you, right? Will we get the honor to be there around you in Jannat? ضرور انشاءاللہ, ضرور انشاءاللہ. So, انشاءاللہ, ضرور. See that. So, حضرت کعب اسلمی بھی سم آسک Salma Badalak, what do you want? See what he's got. He invested the right place, right time, right person. He got all the investments right. When he got it right, now he's called. And Nabi Sam, he just had to strike the heart of Nabi Sam. When he struck the heart, he said, ask what you want. Murafakataka fil Jannah. He, when he struck also the best. Allah Pak must have inspired him, ask for the best. This is the time now, you ask and you ask for the best. Said, Ya Rasul, I want to be with you in Jannat. Now can you think of anything greater? Jannat and with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our ghayra zalik, anything else would you desire? Alright, it's true what you're asking for. But anything else, our ghayra zalik, who was that? I just want this. See, wasn't a matlabi, not convenience, business, and this thing must work out and that thing must work out, no. I just want this. My focus is just on one thing. I want to be with you in Jannat. See the honesty, see the truth. So this thing comes out at some point, at some level, it comes out. It surfaces. Whatever is concealed within, It must surface at some point. Don't think it won't surface. It will surface. Allah will create a situation and your true colors will show out. Umar radiallahu anhu, this is a burglary in his khilafah, right? So he is the Khalifa. And the Khalifa that day was not for the position and for the glory. No, not for that. It was to see now the subjects, are they well, are they comfortable? Everyone, poor, the wealthy, even if the sheep is grazing at the Euphrates, is that thing comfortable? His concern is like that, the camel that is grazing, is that thing comfortable? So it was not a position of glory and magnanimity, no. It was a position to see that every person, everything in the kingdom is comfortable, is safe, secure. That was the whole idea. See, what rulership requires, what position requires, that's what it requires. Now we want that wealth without the responsibility. The wealth if you want in excess, then that is an additional responsibility. I ask you, are we completing the responsibility? Neighbors, your relatives, close or distant, are you concerned about them? So you want the wealth, you want the blessing, but minus the responsibility. I ask you, are you fair? It's a half a job. You want it, but minus the responsibility. No, I need my zakat, enough. But then, what's the meaning? آتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ عَبْلَ السَّبِيلِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجُنُبِ. What's the meaning of it? So Nabi Sam asked him, أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. No, this, I just want this much. So we're talking about Umar radiallahu anhu, it's a burglary. And Umar is on the spot to see now, any person, any citizen, any person, any subject, he must be comfortable. Let me go to the spot, investigate what happened. Whatever it is, big amount or small amount, I'm the leader. I need to see that every subject in this state must be comfortable, relaxed. So the whole group that joins it to investigate. In those days, the house was built with mud, right? So mud is not difficult to penetrate, not like a big brick. So they come to the spot and investigating what happened here. So everybody is giving his double story. So everybody is giving his 2 pence, this must have happened, that must have happened. One person says, now, you know what must have happened? The person must have threw his lasso, or he must have threw his string, lassoed it, right, to some ledge or something. Then he must have clamped up and he broke the wall and then I jumped in and I stole. See, what you conceal, it must reveal. At some time you must be exposed. No matter how much you conceal the thing, that thing gets exposed. You have to expect. Allah has made it such. See, the worst of crimes, what America did in Iraq and all that, right? So it got exposed, what they did in Libya. The only fault, what was their fault? Do you understand what was their fault? Libya or Iraq, whatever Arab countries. Their fault was, they moved away from the dollar to their own currency. So that was their fault. That was a big crime. They had to smash Saddam Hussein, they had to smash Libya, Gaddafi, all. Why? Why must you leave our currency? And when Islam talks about Allah Kalimatillah, it's talking about justice. Their justice means follow our currency. We are the boss, you are the slave. Then you must remain as a slave till the rest of your life. That's the whole definition of justice. That we are the boss, you the slave. You must think like us, behave like us, do business like us, everything like us. Then you are online. We ask you to take injection, you must take injection. We ask you, must lock down, must lock down. You the slave. Why are you the slave? We are boss. So you must just listen to us. Don't ask. Muslim must distance, must distance. So say, must get together, you must get together. So we are your boss. So someone was telling me about this whole thing here. I said, who made them the boss? So, no, we thought about it. He said, after 3 months, you know, we made them. Very educated person. So I told him, you know, Allah make me maaf. You know, sometimes I give some comments. But Allah make me maaf. My childishness doesn't go out of me. So I told him, compliments to the slavery. You enslaved yourself to this style, to this thinking, to this behavior. That's your imam. So compliments to yourself. Then don't complain about it. You made them the boss, so everything must imitate them. Until and unless you don't imitate them, you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel relaxed. You made them the boss, so compliments to your slavery then. So once I told people, I never think of it like this. So Rasulullah tells him at the end, فَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَسْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Alright, that's done. Nowadays they say done. Before, where do you think this type of word? Now you say done. But it comes from the Quran Sharif. Kana maf'oola. It's done. Kana amrullahi maf'oola. Command of Allah, it's done. Must be done. So Rasulullah tells him, أَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَسْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. You also support me with a lot of namaz, right? Now when we do things, then we are extremists. Someone will exert himself in ibadat, but individually do it how he wants. So there's a lot of speculation. Now ulta sida, doing it right or wrong. You're not inspecting yourself, you're not allowing yourself to be monitored. What comes to my mind, I must do it. So you haven't seen the path, but you are following your own speculation. Own thought you are following. So that's one extreme. The other extreme is, you're going to association, but just remaining in the association itself, we feel that that is sufficient. But now this Kaab Aslami is showing us what's the perfect. The perfection is association and work yourself as well. Well, Ibn Abbas is taking Faraz Ghusl, right? And according to Ibn Abbas, then for the Faraz Ghusl, you need to wash your hands 7 times. So he's one Khadim, he's an Alim also. I can't remember his name now. Masruq or whatever. So he's washing the hands. So she asked, how many times did I wash my hands? He said, La Adri, I don't know. Ma darita, la aban laka, wa ma manaka, and la tadri. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What stops you from counting, seeing how I'm doing it? In other words, the association must also be accompanied with your learning. You must see what all that buzruk is doing, what he is doing. And that buzruk also must conform to the sunnah. Then can he be imitated, emulated? If his styles are different and he's teaching something else, then is he a good example? See, Ibn Abbas is telling us 2 things. That you must also see, learn yourself, and be in the khidmat, both. وَمَا مَنْعَكَ أَنْ لَا تَدْرِي لَا أَبَنْ لَكَ. See how firm he's shouting, right? So both are required. The association and the exertion. Work also and the association. Now it's complete. Now it's perfect. Now you're moving. Now you're like a, better than a jet. You're just escalating, just moving at a very high level. You got the association and you got the exertion. You're doing yourself and you're doing this. Now this is a long topic, right? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, you see, for everything that we got, there must be intifa'e mawani and wujud the shara'it, right? There must be, the shara'it must be also found, and there must be irtifa'e mawani, right? Then that thing is going right. But you don't have the mawani, or you have not the sharait, then you can't go right. You see, they say, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah, right? You say la ilaha illallah, you go to jannah. But provided there is no mawani, there is no obstruction. You said the la ilaha illallah, and then you made budparasti, idolatry. Then, can you get the entry? Why? There is something that's coming on the road, obstruction. See that? You said the La ilaha illallah, but there was an obstruction, there was an impediment, now it stops you. So, agree with the condition, but see to it that all the obstructions, the impediments on the path are all out as well. Not only looking from one side, looking at both sides. So now, this sahabi is meeting Rasulullah Paksam at the entrance of the masjid. And he's asking, Matasa'a, when is Qiyamah? He's asking, when is Qiyamah? Like, a student is asking, right, when is the holidays, right? So what do you ask him? What preparations have you made? You know, if he comes to a travel agent, and he says to the travel agent, you know, when is the holiday? Say, what arrangements have you made? What money you got? That's what he'll ask, isn't it? So you got this amount of money, then I can program your holiday. I know how to program it. But now you didn't make any preparations and you're asking me, when is the holiday coming in? Is that right? So exactly the same, the same is asking him, and what preparation you are looking very forward, very excited for that day, what preparation have you made? Don't have too much. Doing the faras, the sunnahs, etc. But I'm certain that I sincerely love Allah Ta'ala and His Rasulullah. My love for them is absolutely profound, it's overwhelming. Right. See that? So Nabi Samdin says, Al-Mar'u ma'aman ahab. Love and you'll be with him. Now what this hadith is saying? The hadith is saying, it's alluding that your love must be sincere. And the sincerity of the love will be that you dislike, if you like Allah Ta'ala and Rasul, you dislike the ways of his enemies. That's what he's saying. Isn't he saying the same thing? That when you love this, then all the ways of his enemies must be also disliked. Otherwise your love is not right. Someone comes to the American embassy and he wants a visa to come to the States, the United States or the UK, right? Or the UK or States also. And you got a t-shirt. On the t-shirt you got Abda Taliban. And Viva Afghanistan on the back is got. We used to go to UK or US. UK, US. Will they give him? He say, hey, you know, but don't be judgmental, man. You're being judgmental now. You know, there's freedom of speech. So the embassy, will they listen to him? Huh? He say, but you guys are, you know, you can't be judgmental, man. Why are you being judgmental? I just wrote here, that's all. I got my friend, he's just copied this thing here. So why are you being judgmental? Can't be judgmental. It's wrong to be judgmental. Well, they listen to your story. Why? Because if you say you like us and you like to be with us, then you need to have an aversion for our enemies. If you say you like us and you want to be with us, right, then you need to disown our enemies. You have to have an aversion. So if you really like Allah Ta'ala and His Rasulullah, then you need to definitely have an aversion for His enemies. On the one side you see you have a love, and then you're keeping them at heart, their ways, their styles, their thinking, their ways, everything you are conforming. And then you see you have a love. Are you true? Are you honest? I say, so a lot of things are proven in this world. In this world you can see it, that the love is right, or the love is just in the mind. Is it a fact or not? I ask you. So you see this zikr being established, rooted in the mind, rooted in the heart. What type of a behavior, what type of values will have? Be totally different. The idea is you want to be with Allah Ta'ala. You want to be with His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then come right. Make yourself right. And immin shayin illa indana khazainu. Allah Ta'ala got treasures of everything. Everything's got treasures. You know this whole universe that we see, right, with our eyes. Now the scientists have discovered this whole universe, you know, what was skies, everything else, whatever, right? All that, when they're looking at the whole plan of Allah Ta'ala, is just a dot. Right? It's just a dot. So can you imagine now how vast Jannat will be? Right? All this what they can see is just a dot. Now they discovered this about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Just a dot. So you want to be with Allah Ta'ala, as looks, I got it. إِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. We got khazanas, man. We got khazanas. But are there any takers? You want it, we've got it. Are there any takers? Anas radiallahu anhu shows us one procedure how to become eligible. So he is a khadim of Nabi Sallam for 10 years, and his pupi or his khala takes him to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anas, he's your khadim, make dua for him. Allahumma aksir malahu wa umura. Allah Ta'ala, give him an extension in wealth and in life. Wealth and life. So his wealth was such that normally the date trees, they yield once in the year. His farm doubled. It's got two yieldings. Two. Madina Munawwara, the trees, normally they bear about 200 kilos a tree. So every tree is giving 400 every year. And the Ajwa, at top quality, weigh about 300 riyals, not rands, 300 riyals a kilo. And imagine now, huh, what Allah has blessed him. And then in his age, Allah gave barakat in that as well. So he was about the oldest sahaba, amongst the oldest sahaba. And if he came to the mataf to make tawaf, just him and his children would fill the whole place. Can you imagine now? You have five children today, you have five children. And he's got eight children, he's got a karabat. Anas radiallahu anhu, the Bisa Mubarak dua, and the whole mataf is full. So Rasulullah is giving some advice. Ya Bunayya, see the approach. As the child is coming up, then you talk to him with politeness, love. And Nabi says whole life was teaching. Buistu mu'alliman. I find an opportunity how to teach, how to impart. Child, big. And these people are taking to Rasulullah. He showed them the love. Amr ibn Salama radiallahu anhu, adopted child, right? Salama's child came to the marriage, right? But with what love? Nabi says, what love he showed us, he taught us. Ya Bunayya, kul bi yamin, my little child, eat with the right. Sammillah, say Bismillah. But now he's talking to a child, maybe 5-6 years of age, and the child remembers it right till his heydays. Imagine. So what love Nabi Sallam must have been showing these people, and where was his sight? This child will grow up, and at least he'll have the right values, right? He'll see the right. So I must be a person, miftan lil khair, lead him to the right. That was Nabi Sallam's sight, his vision, right? Not vision 2030. That was the actual vision. That 2030 will come or not come, Allah knows. Those people that are starting the vision, will they see that vision or not? Allah knows, right? But this is guaranteed. So he secured a dua for Nabi Sallam, right? So Nabi Sallam is giving him advice. What's the advice? إِن تَسْتَطِيعُ أَن تُمْسِيَ وَتُصْبِحَ وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ خِشٌّ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ. You can spend the day and the night without any malice in your heart. Do so. يَا بُنَيَّ وَهَذِي مِن سُنَّتِي. This is my way. Rasulullah said, oh, sunnah, but this is my way. And مَنْ أَحَبَّنِي مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. You love my sunnah, you love me. See what love requires. أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. You'll be with me in Jannah. Allah, let us be. Join us all.